Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by Dr. Mike Emlett and Julie Lowe. This week, we're going to be talking about forgiving a parent who has wronged you, and the question we received goes like this. 25 years ago, my dad left my mom, myself, and my three teenage siblings for another woman. He is happily remarried to a widow with six children, and he is a hero to her and her family. They see him as the perfect mate for their mom. We were at a holiday combined family outing, absent my mother, and as my dad was being praised by his new family, I found myself becoming enraged for his family of origin he left as a train wreck. He has never said sorry for leaving, and I have never told him how I feel. My question is, should I share my feelings? I am afraid of him complaining that I don't want what is best for him because he has found happiness. I do not feel honest, and I am afraid to be honest. Unquote.
When I hear this story, I have conflicted emotions. One is the idea of helping him work through his anger, unforgiveness, whatever the emotions are that well up in him towards his father. But the other part of me says, yeah, of course, tell him. Your expectations of what will happen after you tell him might need to be altered, maybe. Mm. So, you know, in honest relationships, it's not avoiding the painful truth and not avoiding people's reactions. It's saying, I want to live life honestly before my father. He did leave a train wreck, and he should be aware of that. He should be aware of how this sounds to his other family or his children, and I certainly can't make him change. I can't make him embrace that. I can't make him accept that. And his reactions might just further confirm to me his character or his, I don't know, what his priorities are in his life. However, I want to live my life honestly, if I'm to have any kind of relationship with this person, then it's worth thinking through how to share and to what benefit that would be to share. But I can't see how not sharing or living in fear of his father's opinions is going to help.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that what I would add there is that I would want the questioner to first wrestle before God with his anger, in the sense of being able to come to his father then with a sense of being able to speak truth and love, because he has dealt with his own, or is in the process of dealing with his own lack of forgiveness and anger toward his father. Because I think if that prerequisite step doesn't happen, it isn't going to be a productive conversation, and it'll prepare him for, as you said, Julie, you don't know how his father might respond. If he responds negatively or defensively, well, then at that juncture, there may not be able to be a full reconciliation between him and his father. But the issue of forgiveness is he's wrestled before God with that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. He would need to walk through what the spirit should be in which he approaches his father and his reasoning and his expectations and making sure they're all properly ordered. But then at the end of the day, there is a sense that regardless of how his dad responds, he has the ability, maybe even the responsibility, of being honest with his father.
Yeah. I mean, I think of how when the spirit points out, or other people point out sin in our lives, it's for redemptive purposes. God reveals things, brings us into the light so that there might be forgiveness and restoration. And so I would want that to be part of, you know, this questioner's attitude, I think.
Yeah.
So what does it look like to forgive your father when he hasn't asked for forgiveness? I mean, I've heard that question come in to us at CCEF. How do we forgive someone who hasn't asked for forgiveness?
Well, I mean, I think of forgiveness forgiveness is not the same thing as reconciliation. And so I think that forgiving someone their sin, even if they haven't asked, is something that happens between me and the Lord. Mm. It's an issue of my heart, mm. and ultimately casting that on the God who sees all and will one day make all things right.
Yeah.
That may or may not lead to, if you will, horizontal reconciliation with this person. So I may in my heart be able to forgive them before God, but when I actually approach them, they may not receive that,
yeah.
or they may deny it,
mm-hmm.
and in which case there's a breach there that may not be healed this side of glory.
Mm.
We can continue to pray that, because it's not necessarily a one-time thing, but there's no guarantee that there would be reconciliation.
Yeah, it's a choosing not to hold their sins against them.
Yeah.
It's making a choice to not be bitter or harbor ill mm. feelings towards a person. But as Mike said, that doesn't mean that reconciliation will happen either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we want to grow in forgiveness. We want to make sure our expectations for the change that may or may not take place in the Father are tempered, and we want to make sure, as you said, Julie, and share with the Father, so that what has been in the darkness is brought out into the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.